from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Bahrain follows Saudi Arabia and cuts ties with Iran. Bahrain cut diplomatic ties with Iran on Monday following ally Saudi Arabia's decision to sever its relations with Iran in connection with protesters storming the country's embassy in Tehran to protest Riyadh's execution of 47 people, including prominent Shiite cleric Sheikh Nimr al-Nimr, who was a frequent critic of the Saudi royal family. Middle East Institute scholar Zubair Iqbal tells VOA all of this might be an overreaction.
Quite clearly, there have been problems between Saudi Arabia and Iran for quite some time. The point is that on neither side, neither of the two sides, there has been a measure of moderation, or for that matter, mechanism whereby they would be able to cool their tensions. Now, the consequence of this has been that both sides have been ramping up responses and reactions to each other. And now finally it's got to a stage where it could very well be a point of no return and will lead to greater degree of instability, in fact, a very fundamental instability in the region itself.
Demonstrations against the execution of al-Nimr have taken place not only in the region but around the world. A statement on the state-run BNA news service said Bahrain called on Iranian diplomats to leave the country within 48 hours. Saudi Arabia, announcing its move, also gave Iranian diplomats 2 days to leave. A strong 6.7 magnitude earthquake shook remote northeastern India before dawn today, near the borders with Bangladesh and Myanmar, killing at least 9 people and injuring scores. Reports say many buildings were damaged. Residents in the city of Guwahati in Assam state fled into the streets when their houses started shaking and books fell from the shelves. This is VOA News. Officials say gunmen hold up in a building near the Indian consulate in the northern Afghan city of Mazar-e-Sharif are continuing to exchange gunfire with Afghan security forces. No group immediately claimed responsibility for an attack on the consulate, which came just days after a deadly assault by suspected Islamic militants on an Indian airbase near the Pakistan border that has killed at least 7 troops and 4 gunmen. These assaults come a week after Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi visited both Kabul and Islamabad, the first visit to Pakistan by an Indian leader in more than a decade. The British Foreign Service says it is examining a video circulated Sunday purporting to show an Islamic State execution of 5 men, it said, were spying for Britain in Syria. The 10-minute film depicted the men allegedly confessing to espionage. The men wore orange jumpsuits, kneeling before 5 masked fighters in military fatigues who brandished pistols. One of the gunmen said the execution was a message to David Cameron, the British Prime Minister who has ramped up attacks on Islamic State insurgents in Iraq and Syria. A gunman in the video vowed that Islamic State would one day invade your land, meaning Britain, where we will rule by the Sharia. The purported spies were then shot in the head. President Obama is meeting today with his top law enforcement officials ahead of his expected announcement of executive orders tightening federal gun control regulations. By working through executive orders, the president does not need the backing of Congress, which is led by members of the Republican Party who overwhelmingly oppose restrictions on gun ownership, much like these unidentified attendees at a California gun show.
Who's going to do it? It's not going to go through Congress. And I think that's illegal to do that.
So you're going to take guns away from law-abiding citizens, and the criminals are going to still have guns. So look at drugs. Drugs are illegal. You know, still have those.
We abide by laws. We carry our weapons, conduct ourselves, you know, and they're trying to take that right from us. And I don't think it's fair. I think the laws are getting too extreme.
The president's focus on gun violence comes after a series of deadly mass shootings across the United States in recent years, including last month's massacre in San Bernardino, California, that killed 14 people. Chinese stocks plummeted nearly 7% Monday, the worst first day of trading of the new year in China, prompting a halt to trading for the day on the Shanghai and Shenzhen exchanges. European markets followed Asia's lead, opening lower, with Germany down more than 4% and the FTSE in London down more than 2%. Poor manufacturing data in China, the world's second largest economy, is being blamed. Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.